Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is game four of the ALCS, and yet again, it's been my mission to educate us on knowing thine enemy, as it were, so I decided let's get a little bit into it.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
So this comes to us from unfocused.com.
Oh, perfect.
And it is 10 things you didn't know about Blue Jays from Unfocused. I'm hoping that they're not tonight.
Okay.
I'm hoping that they are unfocused tonight.
Yes, you hope they are unfocused.
So 10 fun facts about Blue Jays. You guys ready for
this? 10 of them. Okay.
Got to learn all about the Blue Jay over here. Blue Jays are very vocal. And you'll know that because they take over Seattle and they won't shut the hell up.
You know what? I hate to say it. Credit to them. They must have spent a lot of money. I get it during the regular season, but there was still a lot of Blue Jays fans
in
town.
They travel well. Yeah. There's got to
It's also the entire country.
Right. So there's a pocket of them up in Vancouver that just all rolled down here.
Ton of them. A few years ago, a guy walked by with his family, and I just went, Dad, are you guys? And he that's what he explained to me. He's like, look, it's our only team. He goes, I live in Vancouver.
Right.
So it's like,
Hop the train, come on down, spend a day in Seattle. You know, it's nice down here, just as Vancouver's nice up there. So it's like, let's make a weekend out of it.
Basically, the Blue Jays, essentially.
You can tell, by the way.
It's basically like their Olympic team.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you represent the country, but no pressure.
Right. If you're in Canada and you like baseball, you like the Blue Jays. They can live a long time. Good. In the wild, Blue Jays can live up to 7 years, and in captivity, they've been known to live for more than 20.
Damn.
They are mean.
They're mean as hell.
They're mean.
Screw Blue Jays, man. Mean freaking birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't know if they have the bees that crows do. Crows will attack anything. I've seen crows attack eagles. Crows don't care.
They're crazy smart,
but
they
do it as a team.
Yes.
They're almost like killer whales, where it's like, look, we have a coordinated plan of attack. We'll take them out.
They'll chase falcons.
Yeah.
They'll chase anything. Blue Jays are lone predators.
Because they're crazy.
They don't pair up. It's like typically you see two birds.
Yeah.
They don't team it up. They don't do that. They're just hordes their entire lives.
Mm.
Yeah, they're single.
Almost kind of a raptor.
Yeah, basically.
I travel by myself. Goodbye. Speaking of which, their migration habits are mysterious. Again, these are 10 fun facts, things that you might not have known about the Blue Jays. While some Blue Jays migrate south in the winter, others stay in the same area year-round. The reasons behind their migration patterns are still not fully understood because Canada's cold.
I'd say it might depend where they are. If there's a Blue Jay in Georgia, like, yeah, I don't fly south.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are birds that they migrate south and all of a sudden they're like, why are we going back, man?
You would think there would be. You know, I was a kid.
Arizona. I'm doing just fine.
They'd always talk about the ducks. And sure enough, you know, that time of the year, you'd always watch them fly over, right? Without question. And as a kid, I'm like, well, if you like the warm weather, why don't you stay in the place that you're going? You go through all that trouble to fly the hell back. And I lived in upstate New York at this point, and now they're headed north. I'm like, so you're definitely going to Canada. Guys, it's cold.
Right.
And I know you know this. Why are you going back?
Right. Why do you make two long-ass road trips all the frickin' time?
To be warm.
Right.
Like to stay warm.
My grandmother finally gave up. She's just moving to Arizona, and then she'll fly up here for the couple weeks that it's okay to be up here for her.
Exactly.
Right. Like, why are you making such a long damn trip twice a year?
I wonder if it's just like all dudes, and it's like their bachelor party. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, honey, it's that time of the year. Get me and the boys right south.
Hey, look, if it wasn't...
Stay here and take care of the kids.
Yeah. If it wasn't for, like, jobs requiring you to work all year round, like, I wouldn't mind going to Arizona for a few months in the winter.
I mean, I feel like we keep talking about that. We do have offices down there in Arizona. We take a week off, head on down to the sun.
The boss just went down.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's going to be in the 80s. Like,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, suck it.
He's not here. He can't hear this.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Not watching this on YouTube.
10 things you might not know about Blue Jays. They can eat almost anything.
Really? Oh, yeah?
Blue Jays are omnivores with a very diverse diet ranging from insects and small vertebrates, to grains and nuts.
And Arby's steak nuggets.
Arby's steak nuggets.
Arby's steak nuggets.
That's right. So just know that they are just gobbling up them nuts.
I'm just thinking about me sitting there with this nice fresh order of steak nuggets from Arby's.
And a Blue Jay
come by, taking a couple.
Hey, you going to eat all those?
Yeah.
Mind sharing, friend?
Yeah. I saw Ted Smith. Yeah, what was he doing? It looked like he was choking a blue jay to death.
My armies!
Spit it out! I covered him in horsey sauce.
His friends started pecking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue jay flies back to grab your horsey sauce and goes, grabs the nuggets 5 minutes later. Takes
hey, can I borrow
sauce.
Some of that? Thanks.
Yeah.
They're avid acorn collectors, so not only are they eating nuts, but they're hiding them, too.
Congratulations.
Great.
You collect acorns.
They haven't been. Anybody else has a tree.
They have a particular fondness for acorns. They love those nuts.
Apparently, the ones that we have around here are called scrub jays.
Scrub jays.
Damn. The ones with the black heads. Yeah. So ours are scrub jays. From
I thought we
California.
Called those blackheads.
California scrub jays.
That just sounds
Because I brought
awful.
That up one day on the air, like, why are our blue jays black?
Yeah, they are.
Because someone
hey, listen,
up,
brother.
They texted and said, hey, they're not Blue Jays.
Don't ask why.
Something else.
Oh, you got a problem with being up in your hood. Okay.
Miles is upset. A couple of them moved into his neighborhood.
Well, all the Blue Jays.
There goes the neighborhood.
All the Blue Jays on the East Coast have a white head.
Yeah.
All the ones out here have a black head.
That's kind of correct. Ironic.
Is that a problem, Miles?
Pop it.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They got a fondness for acorns, making them one of the foremost natural propagators of oak trees. These birds collect acorns from oak trees and store them for winter in various locations. They're just burying nuts everywhere.
I wonder if squirrels ever steal from them.
Yeah.
Because isn't that the big thing for squirrels?
Sure, acorns, yeah.
Yeah.
They're eating them around my place, too. I'm walking my dog, and all of a sudden there's a ruckus going on, and just acorns are falling all over the doggone place. It's wild. It's the damnedest thing. Blue Jays have tight family bonds.
Good for them.
Known for their strong social structures and family bonds, unlike some bird species that are solitary or seasonal mates, blue jays form long-lasting pair bonds. These
see
bonds
that,
are not
Miles?
Just for the breeding season. They extend throughout the year and possibly for life.
Yeah, breeding season's all year, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to fly south and get a little bit more.
Fly south below your waist.
Yeah. They use tools like trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
In captivity, blue jays have demonstrated the ability to use paper to help obtain food. This tool-using ability is a sign of their problem-solving skills and high intelligence.
How are they using
paper?
Yeah,
but it's not like they created the paper. We still got to create the paper.
They just, they write out, need food, anything else?
Or they sit on the corner and hold it up.
They read reviews?
Yeah.
Oh. That place does sound good.
Oh, that's nice.
Like I'll try their banh mi.
That's right. They point at the menu. That one, please.
I thought they held up a sign, like, on hard times.
Yeah, right.
A couple of nuts would do me good.
Out of work.
Out of work, Blue Jay.
Right. Need nuts.
And after 5 minutes, they changed that sign.
Got nuts.
Down on my luck, Scrub Jay, man. Hit a bad streak.
Oh, God.
They can shell Kirby's.
Things you might not know about Blue Jays.
Oh.
Pull them in the third, damn it. Screaming at the TV.
Not all Blue Jays are actually blue. They're a bunch of freaking liars. Despite their name, the blue color of a blue jay is not a pigment, but rather a result of light refraction due to the internal structure of their feathers. In essence, they're not blue themselves. They just appear that way.
But isn't that true of everything that has color?
Yeah.
The color you see is the one color that object cannot absorb, so it reflects it back. Technically, everything is any color other than the color you see it.
Yeah, true
enough. I mean, it's the whole thing. If something's red, it's like, that means it's not red. It means it's every other color, but for whatever reason, that cannot absorb red.
Exactly.
It reflects it back, yeah.
And then I will leave you with this last and final fun fact about the mighty, majestic, should-be-a-loser Blue Jay. They mimic...
Go down in game four!
They mimic the sounds of another bird, another Seattle-type of bird.
Do they really?
Doggone Hawks!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Why?
Because we're better. That's why.
They can't just speak their own... Imagine if human beings did that, right? And everyone you met, you just imitated their voice.
Oh.
So you're like, hey, I'm Mike. Hey, Mike, I'm Steve.
I just assume you did that to your brother every time you saw him.
No, man.
I mean, I kind of do it.
I wouldn't do that.
If people say, you know, you can't bring up Louisiana, you go, ah, ah, ah. And I'm like, hey, dude.
Yeah, you know, we're Blue Jays, bro.
Blue Jays can mimic the calls of hawks
as
a strategy to scare away other birds, creating a safer environment for themselves. It's a clever survival tactic that showcases their intelligence.
When they start doing that, it scares away.
We should get him one of those shirts they sell. I'm a Seahawk, bitch.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.